You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This message came in from Adam. Hi, boys. We got back on Friday from a week-long vacation in California with our 11-year-old son. He asked if his best friend could come along, and we said, sure. We figured it would keep him company and make it easier for us in a way. Sure. Let's jump in here. I see that.
Absolutely.
Mom, dad, 11-year-old, bring his friend along, and then he's got like a, I don't want to say a playmate,
he's got somebody that he can travel buddy.
Share the experience with.
That's cool.
Adam says, we stayed for 4 days at a VRBO home just about 100 yards from a beach. We didn't want to do overly touristy things. We mostly wanted a relaxing trip, but we still went out somewhere each day, and it wasn't the cheapest vacation ever. Nothing in California is cheap. He says, I guess we're just surprised because when we got back and dropped off our son's friend, his family said hello, hoped we all had fun, and then said, all right, have a good day. Adam says, we barely got a thank you, but I was shocked that they didn't even offer to pay for anything, like nothing. We took their kid for nearly a week on a vacation, and they didn't offer a cent. He says, now, we didn't ask them to pay anything, but I just thought they'd at least help with food or gas or something, but nope.
Bummer.
Adam writes, I told my wife we should say something about it, but she says, if we didn't say anything before the trip, there's no way we can say anything now. We'll just know not to invite this kid anywhere again. He says, your thoughts. Would you ask the family to help with the cost of taking their child on a nice vacation, or just let it go? Let it go. Let it go.
Look at you, Elsa.
That's from Adam.
Oh, boy. I wish they had said something to this family before they went, right?
I know.
Like,
I know.
Really, like, this is expensive. This is going to be a lot of money.
I think what they were doing is they were counting on people to behave properly. And that's a crapshoot many times, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even, and I know you're the same way. We wouldn't think twice. If our kids went off on a week-long vacation with the family, we'd say, hey, how can we chip in? How can we help out?
Or just come to the table with, like, here's $300, you know, put it towards meals or something.
Meals, food, all the gasoline, all the, you know, you're putting them up at a VRBO 100 yards from the beach.
Yeah.
We'll chip in.
Or just Venmo. Yeah, Venmo them. I mean, you don't even have to come with cash. Be like, hey, I went ahead and Venmoed you some cash.
Yes.
You know, let them get some souvenirs. Have fun. Use it however you want.
All right, so now that's all in the past. They didn't do that. So now what do you do? Do you say something or do you not say something?
This is awkward, right? Like, how awkward would it be now to go and call them or show up at the house and be like, you know that trip we were on? Could you toss in a couple bucks for that? I mean, he had a good time. That's an awkward conversation, man. But people will do that. They'll put you on the spot, make it awkward all day long.
You're right about that. Jade is patiently holding. Hi, Jade. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
So what are you telling Adam?
I say no. If they didn't even say thank you, like such a thank you, or even help pitch in as such for food or gas, I would just not have our child hang out with that kid again.
Well, because of their rudeness, it makes me want this guy to ask him even more, though. If they were ungrateful for the trip, I wanted to go back now and be like, hey, you know, it was a lot of money.
You know what? I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't punish that other kid. I mean, you said, you know, don't let their kid even hang out with them. No, let them hang out with them. But, you know, not to take them on a big, expensive, you know, vacation anymore.
Not take them out on a big, expensive vacation ever again.
No, you can just hit the springs or something next time. I wonder if this kid was grateful and said thank you.
Go to the park and have a picnic or something.
Jade, thank you very much for your call. Thank you for your vote.
Nice.
There's one to let it go. You know, to your question, Jer, if the parents don't ever say thank you, the chances of the child saying thank you really diminish.
100%. Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Fairlight, what are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Well, I've pulled over from driving in traffic.
You all fired up right now?
No.
What do you want to say?
Well, I hope they could feel a little better about this, that they just look at it from the standpoint of, like they said in the letter, they invited the kid along because their child asked for it. The other family didn't ask for this family to take their child on the trip. And, you know, I think in this day and age, we don't know what's going on with each other. We don't know if that family was having some type of conflict or issue right when the drop-off happened. And who's to know what their financial circumstances or if they've even gone on a trip like this? Maybe you don't know what you don't know,
right? Do you kind of have a hunch, though? Like, I feel like, to disagree with you, like, in this day and age, you know everything that's going on.
If you pull up in the driveway and they've got two Teslas in the parking lot, they're probably doing okay that they could pony up.
Then, like, with all the oversharing on social media, like, I feel like you kind of get an idea of how people are doing.
Well, you get an idea of what people want you to know what they're doing, but
yeah, that's a fair point. You know what you do is you drop the kid off, say, "Listen, how are you guys doing right now? How are you situated right now?
Do your mom and dad fight a lot?"
Yeah.
Fairlight, that's a great call.
Thank you, but they invited him.
All right, that's listen, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Get back on the road now. See you later.
Yeah, drive carefully. Maybe. I mean, she makes a solid point. At the same time, where are we as a society if we forgive all bad behavior at all times?
But is this bad behavior? You invited the kid. They said, yeah, take the kid. And then
the kid went. Yeah, I know we invited, but there's still, you know, you still need to be gracious. You don't rub your hands together and say, oh, we got out of that because they invited him.
It's the courtesy ask.
You do the right, just do the damned right thing.
It's like if you get invited to a barbecue, the courtesy ask is, what can we bring?
Thank you. You don't say, oh, I got invited. I can just come eat them out of house and home.
Yeah.
You bring something.
You bring something. You come to the table.
That's a great comparison.
It's the courtesy ask.
You bring something. So yeah, yes, they invited the kid. But you still do the right thing, people. Where have manners gone? Having said all that, it is still after the fact.
After the fact.
It's now after the fact. It's, you know, that, what do they say, Nikki, that the barn door is open and the cow's done got away or whatever? I don't know.
Or
Nikki, what do you
think? Where's that time machine usually is what they say? Where's that time machine?
Nikki, what do you think?
Yeah, so I really agree with the last caller, actually, and I have a ton of experience with this. Is that when I was a kid, I had a family, a friend's family, he used to take me away with them all the time, and, you know, they were in a much better financial situation than my family was, and, you know, my parents always sent me with some money, and they always gave them, like, a gift when we got back, you know.
Whatever
it was, there was a gift. But
yeah, you know, it's to show appreciation.
Yes.
Right, right. And we're dealing with the same situation right now. My kiddo is going to be bringing her best friend down to Florida this weekend, and her grandparents are paying. We're not paying. Her grandparents are paying, and she has asked her, and she does not expect anything in return.
Yeah.
Has the other family said anything, though? Like, can we help? Can we pitch in? Have they said anything?
Even an offer.
You know, I don't know if they will. We brought her on a cruise before, the grandparents did, and I don't remember if there was any thank you or any communication at all, because the grandparents don't know the parents. So I don't know, but I know they send them with money.
How do I become friends with your grandparents?
No kidding.
I know, right?
Let's get off that specific incident, that anecdote, and let's just go in general here. I think, Nikki, what you're saying and what others might be thinking is that it's not so much that Adam and his family are demanding money for this. I think at the core, they're just bothered that there wasn't any kind of offer and there was no gratitude expressed.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, you're talking about even just a little gift. We got to run, by the way. Yeah. Nikki,
little Amazon,
thank you for a great call.
Little Amazon gift card or something, right?
I think it's just an expression of gratitude, and maybe that's what's fueling Adam, is that they didn't even say thank you, let alone a gift.
Yeah.
That's a good call, Nikki.
Poor guy.
Here's an evil Heather. Heather, what do you think?
Well, two things. First of all, I have learned you cannot expect yourself out of other people. So if he had any expectations of receiving, aside from being grateful, and right, that's a whole different thing. His letter said this was an expensive trip. We didn't say anything before, but when we dropped the kid off, they didn't offer to do anything. Like, being thankful and grateful is different than him expecting them to pitch in. If they didn't say anything in front, to be like, okay, this is what we're planning on doing. Do you think you could send your kid with like $200? That would really help us out, because otherwise we'll cover everything else.
He should have spoke up.
That's different than just like dropping the kid off and be like, okay, so where's your pitch in on this? Because that's presumptuous of them. But at the same time, the kicking you while you're down aspect of being like, all right, great, thanks for dropping my kid off. See you later, bye. And not even being thankful or being nice about it does suck. But again, you can't expect yourself out of other people.
That's a great point. So true.
Heather, that's a great call. Thank you for your time today. We appreciate you.
You're a good human.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I want to give her a little gift.
Yeah. I mean, that's well said. Expecting yourself out of other people. That's a funny way to put it, but that says it all.
Yeah.
Michelle, we have Michelle and then Karen, and then we're all done with this. Michelle, so far there has not been a single vote for say anything. What do you think?
I just say you don't do anything with expectation. You don't know somebody's financial situation. You want companionship for your child on a trip. You're basically inviting them, but asking the family to spend money they didn't have. Otherwise, I think they would be on a vacation or a trip themselves.
Well, that's a fair point.
Bad point, yeah.
That's a fair point. However, it's also assuming that the other family can't afford anything, and we don't know that.
Well, everything comes without expectation. What comes around goes around. How do they know the neighbor won't, you know, go to the water park or take a small trip somewhere and invite their kid in the same token? It's so many people in life right now have an expectation. They do with expectation, not without. The community falls apart because it's, oh, well, I took your child here. And, you know, just to say on top of it, you know, they're making it publicly known, and it's basically shaming the person that was invited and the child that was invited by allowing everybody to know, hey, you know, we took them in there.
Well, yes. Okay, hold on, Michelle. You're saying a lot here. First of all, this family is, we got to run. Thank you for a great call. The family is completely anonymous. Nobody knows who this family is. There's no names involved other than one guy named Adam, and there's about 10,000 Adams in Denver. So the family is not being publicly shamed. It's just Adam is talking about what would you, you know, is this the right thing? I don't disagree with the people who say, hey, this family may not have money. Totally get it. But Jeremy, your point is that you can get a pretty good feel.
Sure you can.
Whether
Absolutely.
Somebody can help out with at least a token thank you.
Yes.
And what does it cost, no matter what your financial situation, what does it cost to say thank you?
Nothing, Dom.
Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
And I think that is still at the heart of all this, that the family did not even express gratitude. Now, sure, everyone's situation is different. No one's going to argue with that. But I don't think Adam and his wife would be saying this if they knew this family was in desperate straits. This wouldn't have even come up. You're not going to see Adam going up to a family that's struggling to get by saying, hey, throwing a little bit for the trip.
I kind of feel like Adam's kind of looking for like a reward for doing a good deed, though, a little bit. Like, I need a little kickback for doing something. I did something really good. I need a little kickback.
Can't disagree with that either. Maybe he's wanting a pat on the head, isn't he?
I feel that way just a little bit, yeah.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good points being expressed here. We got time for one more quickly. It's Karen. Karen, you bring it home. What do you think?
Good morning, boys. I agree with everybody else. You've got to think that when they first invited the boys, that's when the parents would have offered money, not at the end of the trip. You know, do you want to take can I take your kid on vacation? Sure. Can I pitch in and help out? If they didn't offer at the beginning, chances are they're not going to offer at the end. And the key to life is communication. If the parents wanted something different or wanted money, that should have been a talk up front by the parents. Yes, we want to take your kid. We want to know if you'd be able to pitch in X amount of dollars, or can you pitch in some money? So,
sure. Absolutely. Well, you know what? More great points.
You know, Karen, thank you for that great call. We appreciate your time today. Thank you for spending your mornings with us. Appreciate it. You know what? Everyone learns lessons, right? And I guess Adam and his wife learned that you need to set expectations beforehand, yes, not wait until afterward.
He needs to turn his little frown upside down and realize that they had a really nice family trip all together. Yeah. His son had a good time with a buddy, mm-hmm, a great little memory for his son, and mm-hmm, you can use this as a learning experience for his kids and teach them, like, you know, if somebody were to ask you out on a trip or something, you say thank you, you show gratitude. And mom and dad would, you know, chip in a little bit if this were turned around. Yeah. So you got to focus on the positive stuff.
Everybody,
here.
Versus, you know, getting, what? Everyone
is it worth the $200-$300, you know, to be all butthurt about this for the rest of the summer? Probably not.
And I'm going to guess, too, that it's not even about the amount of money. It's just that there was zero.
Yeah, zero
you know,
love.
Zero gratitude and appreciation for taking their son on a nice trip.
Just know, I mean, not to do it anymore. He just won't do it again.
You know what? I loved every one of those calls today. There was all sorts of thoughts given. This is what makes this is what drives this morning show. This is what makes this morning show number one is your phone calls.
Very thoughtful humans today. Thank you.
You guys take it in all sorts of directions that we don't even think about, and we could not do it without you, obviously.